Espresso English Podcast, Episode 30, 10 English Words Ending in Less. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. In English, the suffix less means without. For example, something that is colorless is white or transparent. It has no color. So in today's lesson, you'll learn 10 English words that end in less with example sentences so you can see how they're used. Number 1. Careless means without care. For example, my sister is very careless with her possessions. She left her laptop on the sofa and later someone sat on it. The opposite of careless is careful. Number 2. Doubtless. This means without a doubt. Something that is definitely true. For example, the prices will doubtless go down around Christmas time. There are always holiday discounts. The opposite of doubtless is doubtful. Number 3. Endless. Endless means without end or very long. For example, I hate going to my aunt's house because then I have to listen to her endless stories about her dogs. We often use the word endless to exaggerate how long something is. As in the example, it doesn't necessarily mean that there is no end. It just means that something is very, very long. Number 4. Fearless. The word fearless means brave, completely without fear. For example, John loves radical sports like rock climbing and skydiving. He's absolutely fearless. The opposite of fearless is fearful. Number 5. Helpless. Helpless means unable to help oneself. For example, little babies are so helpless, their mothers need to do everything for them. The opposite of helpless is something like self-sufficient, someone who can take care of themselves. Number 6. Homeless. The word homeless describes someone who has no place to live. For example, in the city center, there are a lot of homeless people who sleep on the streets. Number 7. Hopeless. Hopeless means without hope, without possibility of success. For example, the doctors say it's hopeless, his cancer can't be cured. We usually describe a situation as hopeless. For your own feelings, you should say, I have no hope, not I'm hopeless. For the opposite, however, you can say, I'm hopeful. If you do have hope. Number 8. Restless. Restless means agitated, not relaxed. For example, I've been sitting at a computer for the past 6 hours and I'm feeling restless. Let's go for a walk. The word restless is not the same as tired. The word tired means you have no energy and you want to go to sleep. The word restless describes a situation where you don't want to stay still. You want to move or change something. You can be restless due to emotions, worries, or simply after a long period of inactivity. Number 9. Tasteless. Without taste or flavor. For example, the food at that restaurant is cheap, but it's pretty tasteless. The opposite of tasteless is flavorful or tasty. There is the word tasteful, but this is very different. The word tasteful refers to decorations or words that are good and appropriate for the situation. But the opposite of tasteful is also tasteless, but used in a different way. In addition to meaning without taste or flavor, the word tasteless can mean not appropriate. For example, It would have been a good movie for kids, except it had a completely tasteless sex scene in the middle. Things that are tasteless in the sense of being not appropriate may be vulgar or visually ugly or simply not appropriate for the situation. Number 10. Useless describes something that cannot be used. For example, this brochure is useless. All the information is out of date. We'll have to call to get the current information. The opposite of useless is useful. So let's review our 10 words ending in less: careless, doubtless, endless, fearless, helpless, homeless, hopeless, restless, tasteless, and useless. All of these words end in L-E-S-S. You're learning a lot of vocabulary at Espresso English, but how can you remember the new words? Well, one of the best ways to remember new words is to put them into practice. This means using them in practice exercises as well as trying to create your own example sentences with the new vocabulary words. In the Vocabulary Builder course, each lesson comes with a quiz as well as writing exercises that will help you put the new words into practice. Visit EspressoEnglish.net, click on Courses, and look for the Vocabulary Builder. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit EspressoEnglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.